So this is the first time we're doing this way. So we need a little patience. Let's see how it goes.
好，这是我们第一次在网上放这个幻灯片，所以希望大家有点耐心，看看它的进行怎么样。
Okay, and we thank Chris and Raymond for helping us set it up with the PowerPoint.
我非常谢谢 Chris 跟 Raymond 教我们怎么放这个录像这个幻灯片。
Okay, and you will see as we go through the sermon why these three songs were important.
在我讲到的过程当中，你会知道为什么我挑选了这三首诗歌。
Okay, so let's start with a word of prayer.
让我们先开始来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace in times of trouble.
天父，我们感谢你在困难的时刻你所赐下的恩惠。
And we thank you that your grace is always sufficient.
我们也感谢主，你的恩惠是足够的，够我们用的。
And we thank you, Lord, that your grace can remove our fears.
我们也感谢你的恩典可以挪去我们的惧怕。
Lord, when we truly know you,
当我们真正认识你的时候。
We don't need to fear anything else.
我们不需要惧怕任何的事情。
We can trust you to get us through the tough times.
我们可以信靠你带领我们经过这些艰困的时刻。
And still use us to be your witness.
而且仍然使用我们来见证你。
And still help us to fulfill the purpose you have for our lives.
仍然能够实践你为我们人生所定下的目的。
So be with us now as we study Psalm 46.
所以求主帮助我们。与我们同在，我们现在要开始讲诗篇四十六篇。
And show us how we can overcome all our fears.
就是告诉我们，指引我们怎么样克服所有的惧怕。
Through our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
借着我们相信我们的主耶稣基督。
In His name we pray.
我们是奉他的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we're looking at Psalm 46.
今天我们要看诗篇四十六篇。
And you can experience God's help. In times of trouble, if
我们能够在困境中经验上帝的帮助，倘若
you make the Lord God your refuge, strength, and help.
倘若你使上帝成为你的避难所，力量跟帮助。
The comfort and security revealed in Psalm 46 is available to anyone engulfed in the terror of a man-made or natural disaster.
那诗篇四十六篇昭示出来的安慰跟安全。对任何遭受人为或自然灾祸包围的人都是可及的。
Okay. Now, Martin Luther wrote that first song, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, in 1527.
马丁路德在1527年写下了坚固保障这首诗歌。
Now, at that time, there was a plague approaching Germany from Europe.
在那个时候欧洲有一个瘟疫正要逼近德国。
And the Ottoman Empire, the Muslim Empire, was approaching Germany from the west.
而奥图曼帝国的回教徒呢，也从西方正逼近德国。
And at the same time, Martin Luther was still in hiding because the Catholic Church had declared him a heretic and wanted to arrest him and kill him.
而这个时候，马丁路德也正在逃亡当中，因为罗马天主教徒宣告他是一个犯人，正在要追杀他。
So he wrote this song in response to all these trials that he was going through.
所以他写下了这首坚固保障来回应他所经历的各样的困难。
And he tells us the song was based on Psalm 46.
他告诉我们这首诗歌的基础就是诗篇四十六篇。
And as we know, he overcame the plague.
当然我们所知道的后来他胜过了这个瘟疫。
Germany did not fall to the Ottoman Empire.
而德国也没有被奥图曼帝国所毁灭。
And the Catholic Church was not able to take Luther's life.
罗马天主教也没有办法捕捉路德的性命。
But in fact, Martin Luther was used of God to help lead the Reformation.
而事实上，神使用了马丁路德带领整个的宗教改革。
And many martyrs, when they were being led to their death,
当许多殉道者被带到死亡之地的时候，
would be singing this song, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.
他们就可以唱这首歌，叫坚固保障。
Okay.And again, it's based on this psalm that we're going to study now.
那今天就根据这首诗歌，我们要一起来看。
So this is to the chief musician for the sons of Korah.
这是为可拉后裔所写的诗歌，交给领长。
Okay? And there's great comfort just knowing for whom this psalm is for.
那单单知道这首诗歌是为谁写的，就大有安慰。
Okay, it's written for the sons of Korah.
他们是为可拉的后裔所写的一首诗歌。
And they were spared when their father and cohorts descended alive into hell.
可拉的后裔，当他们的先辈和同党被活埋下地狱的时候呢，他们得以保存。
And that whole history is recorded in Numbers 16.
那整个历史故事记载在民数记第十六章。
Okay, and I hope you'll look up a lot of these scriptures later on.
我希望你之后可以看一看这民数记十六章的记述。
But they were also spared from a plague that broke out right after that and killed 14,700 people.
而可拉的后裔也从之后不久杀死了一万四千人的瘟疫当中得到拯救。
So they were saved from a plague, just like we're hoping we'll be saved from.
所以他们从这个瘟疫当中。得免于这个瘟疫，正像我们现在也希望自己得保存。
That's who this psalm was dedicated to.
那这首诗歌就是献给可拉的后裔。
Okay. Now the sons have been saved by God's sovereign grace.
那这些后裔蒙上帝的主权，他的恩典得救。
Okay. Here's a picture of Korah and the leaders being sucked into the earth.
那这张图片就是可拉与他的同党被这个地球分这。土地分开把他们陷下去的这张照片。
And we're specifically told about the other men that were in that rebellion.
而圣经很明确的把他的同党的名字也告诉了我们。
That their wives and children also descended into the earth.
他们的妻子跟儿女也同样落入到这个地球地口当中。
But somehow the sons of Korah were spared.
但是不知道为什么哈，可拉的一些后裔呢就被保存了。
Just God's grace.
这单单就是上帝的恩典。
So out of gratitude, they dedicated themselves to the humble service of God.
所以可拉的后裔出于感恩，将自己奉献，谦卑的服侍上帝。
And apparently, they would often help lead the choirs sing these psalms in worship.
很明显的，在敬拜时候呢，他们常常是带领敬拜的一群人。
Now the historical background makes Psalm 46 come alive.
诗篇四十六篇的历史呢，这个背景使它好像活过来一样。
Okay. And Psalm 46 perfectly fits the time of Hezekiah and Isaiah.
诗篇四十六篇完美的符合西西家王跟以赛亚时期的背景。
And it was when Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, invaded Israel in 701 BC.
那是当亚述王希拿基利在纪元前701年来侵略以色列的时候。
Now you see that rock carving there on your screen?
在大家的荧幕上可以看到石头上的雕刻。
Okay, the Assyrians carved a lot of their history into stone, so we still have it today.
亚述人将他们很多的历史事件都雕刻在石头上，所以我们今天还可以知道过去的一些事情。
And the picture there is of Assyria destroying the city of Lachish, which was very close to Jerusalem.
那这张图片，这张刻的这个记录呢，就是亚述人攻击拉吉这个地方，它离以色列、离耶路撒冷非常的靠近。
And they were very cruel and wanted to use fear to cause others to surrender.
他们也是非常残忍的一个民族，常常是惧怕导致人害怕他们。
So when they captured a city, they would torture a lot of people and take the rest slaves.
所以当他们攻陷一座城的时候呢，他们会折磨当地的人民。而且把他们收为奴隶。
And Sennacherib's invasion of Israel is well documented in history.
那历史很明确的记载希拿基利王侵略以色列的事件。
Okay, on the left is what's known as Sennacherib's prism.
那在左边可以看到的就是希拿基利的这个刻文。
And that's where he wrote a lot of the history, and it also includes his encounter with Hezekiah in Jerusalem.
那在那个六角形的这个石柱上的纪念的碑上呢，他刻了很多他的历史事件，也包括了他跟这个西西家的对话。
And of course, he would never admit he was defeated.
当然，他从来不会承认他是被打败的那一方。
But he could not record that he had conquered Jerusalem.
但他没有办法记下说他征服了耶路撒冷。
So he just wrote on that stone.
所以他就在那个石头上写。
That he had Hezekiah trapped like a bird in a cage in Jerusalem.
他把西西家王在耶路撒冷好像一只鸟关在笼子里一样。
Of course, we know that's not true, and we'll learn that as we look at this.
好，那当然这个不是真实的。好，我们会继续看到历史的记载。
And then on the right is a picture of an Assyrian chariot.
那在右边那个雕刻的呢，是亚述的这个马车。
And these were instruments of war that caused fear in any army because they could just be run over.
那这个马车相当的凶猛哈，那他们把马车这个战车带来的时候呢，也会使人产生很大的恐惧。
And me and Annie actually got to see these rock carvings because they're in a museum in London, England.
那这个雕刻的这个石头呢，在英国的一个博物馆展示。我们上一次去伦敦的时候呢，有机会看到。
Yeah, but all these stone carvings just prove that this history in the background of Psalm 46, it's real. This really happened.
所以这些雕刻的记在石头上的历史呢，也跟我们证明诗篇里面所讲的或者圣经所讲的历史是真实的。
Okay. Now Hezekiah was a godly king of Judah.
西西家是犹大一个相当敬虔的王。
Okay. The first month of his reign, he restored temple worship.
在他做王的第一个月，他就恢复了圣殿的敬拜。
He led one of the greatest revivals in Israel's history.
他也带领以色列历史中一个最伟大的复兴。
Okay. They destroyed all the idols in the land.
他们毁坏犹大地所有的偶像。
Because they knew they had to trust God alone.
因为他们知道他们只能单单的信靠神。
And they called on the 10 tribes of northern Israel to repent and return to the Lord, but they refused.
他们那个时候也呼求北以色列的十个支派悔改回到神的面前，但是北边的十个支派他们拒绝了。
We'll see because the 10 tribes didn't repent, they're conquered by Sennacherib.
那这个十个支派没有悔改，所以他们后来是被这个亚述王征服了。
But because Hezekiah repented and led Jerusalem to repent and get right with God, they're spared from sickness.
但是西西家悔改，他也带着整个犹大悔改，所以他们幸免于这一次的攻击。
So after doing everything right, Judah is attacked by the fearsome Assyrians.
所以当西西家他们做对了所有的事情之后呢，也遭到可怕的亚述的攻击，为什么呢？
So you might ask why?
你会问为什么？
Right, don't we do that all the time?
我们不是常常也这么做吗？
Right, we're thinking, gee, I've been going to church, I've been reading my Bible, I've been praying, and now I go through this trial.
你会想说，哎呀，我每天读经祷告，我也去教会哈，为什么我要经历这样的一个苦难呢？
Right, I love Jesus, how come I'm going through all these trials and suffering?
我也爱耶稣，为什么我要经历所有这些困难还有这些痛苦呢？
Right, Hezekiah had been doing everything right, but now they're attacked by an enemy.
西西家也做对了所有正确的事情，但是现在呢，亚述来攻打他们。
Now God allowed Assyria to capture northern Israel because of their backsliding and their idolatry and apostasy.
那上帝允许亚述掳掠北以色列，是因为他们退后拜偶像又背道。
Okay. But Hezekiah prepares for attack by cutting off the supply of water outside Jerusalem and redirected it into the city.
那西西家切断耶路撒冷城外的水源，现把他的这河道重新引导到城市之内。
And this, we learned something from Hezekiah that's important.
我们可以从西西家学到一件重要的事情。
Through any trial, we always have to do what we can to prepare.
在任何的困难当中，我们都应该尽量的做自己可以预先预备的事情。
But what's out of our control, we have to learn to trust God.
但是在我们所不能控制的事情呢，我们必须学习相信上帝。
So most armies would try and cut off the supply of water to a city so they could defeat it very quickly.
那通常军队攻击一个城市的时候呢，他们首先切断那个城市的水源，使他们可以很容易的征服他们。
So Hezekiah is going to cut off the water supply outside the city, so Sennacherib won't have any water.
所以西西家这时候做的防备就是切断城外的水源，使希拿基地他们没有办法用到这个水。
And he's going to direct it inside the city walls.
把这个水导引到耶路撒冷的城墙内。
So here's a picture of the time of Hezekiah.
这是西西家时代耶路撒冷的一个图画。
And they construct what's called Hezekiah's tunnel.
他们建了一个所谓的西西家的地道。
And here's where the spring of Gihon was located.
圆圈的地方呢是基逊水源的位置。
And that was outside the strongest wall and inside the weaker outer wall.
它是在最坚固的城墙外面，但是是在比较弱一点的城墙之内。
So they're going to dig a tunnel from that source of water all the way down here to the pool of Siloam.
所以他们要从基顺的水源开一个地道，把水引到左边的红线这边的希罗亚池这个地方。
And this pool is very well known in the New Testament.
这个希罗亚池在新约相当的出名。
And then this is an overflow pool. There was plenty of water for the whole city.
然后有一个就是储藏更多水源的一个池子。
Okay. So here's that entrance from Gihon.
右边就是基逊水源的入口。
You actually had to go down into a cave.
你必须下到一个山洞里面。
The water came out of the ground there.
你要从一个洞穴里面，然后从洞穴里面导引这个水。
So Hezekiah filled that whole cave up, so Sennacherib couldn't access the water.
所以西西家把这个穴道给堵住了，使西拿基利他们没有办法用到这个水。
And then on the left here, you see the tunnel which they dug out of solid rock.
好，左边你可以看到他们从一块完整的岩石里面凿出来的地道。
Okay, and they dug it and they exited. They came out in the pool of Siloam. That's a picture from 1930.
好，那左边是1930年希罗亚池的照片。结果你看到那个入口，就是基逊水源就从那边进来。
Okay.And this is what it looked like today.
那右边是这个希罗亚池今天的一个图片。
And you can see how Jerusalem has been built up since the Jews have returned.
那自从犹太人回来之后呢，你可以看到现在这个城市是怎么被建起来了。
But to this day, most of the articles you read, they still can't understand how it's possible that they dug this tunnel through solid rock.
那今天好，你读到很多的文章都说他们到现在都没有办法了解他们这个地道是到底是怎么凿成的，从一个完全的一个岩石里面凿出来。
Okay, and here's an interesting thing. The original tunnel inscription is now in a museum in Turkey.
那很有意思的就是哈，这个地道原始的刻文呢，现在被存在土耳其一个博物馆里面。
And that's the ancient inscription written at the time of Hezekiah on the bottom right.
在右边下面那张图片就是西西家时候他们刻的古文。
Right, and on the bottom left, you can see where somebody illegally tried to cut it out of the wall.
然后左边你看有人就是很非法的想要把这个刻文呢把它给雕刻出来。
It's an interesting story about the young man that actually found this inscription on the wall before it was cut out.
那在这个刻文被凿出来之前呢，很有意思的就是有个年轻人哈，他怎么发现这个刻文在这个墙壁上。
The man who wrote that song, It Is Well With My Soul.
写下我心灵得安宁这首诗歌的人呢。
He was a lawyer in Chicago.
他原本是芝加哥的一个律师。
Had four daughters at the time.
那个时候有五个女儿。
And he had sent his wife and four daughters on a boat over to England.
他有一次呢，把太太跟四个女儿送上一艘船，要开到英国去。
And on the way to England, the boat collided with another boat.
那在往英国的途中呢，那艘船跟另外一艘船撞击。
And the four daughters drowned, apparently.
那四个女儿都被淹死了。
But a lifeboat picked up the mother and saved her.
但是一个救生船、救生艇哈，就把妈妈救了起来。
And she got back to England. She sent a message to her husband.
所以她到了英国，然后就打了一个电报给她的先生。
Said saved alone.
就说只有我获救。
So right away he went over to England to meet his wife.
所以这个律师马上就到英国去与他的妻子相遇。
It would be 3 years later that he would write the song that has become one of the most beloved songs in all Christendom.
那三年之后呢，他把这首诗歌写下，成为许多人的喜爱。
And they had three more children, two daughters and a son.
之后他们有三个孩，更多有三个孩子哈，两个女儿，一个儿子。
The son died when he was 4 years old.
那这个儿子在四岁的时候呢，也过世了。
And then he moved to Jerusalem with his wife and two daughters.
然后他跟他的妻子跟两个女儿就搬到耶路撒冷去。
And they started what's called the American Colony to minister to the poor people in Jerusalem.
他们在耶路撒冷成立了所谓的美国殖民地，来帮助那些贫穷的人。
And there was a Jewish family, a very poor Jewish family there.
在那边有一个非常贫穷的犹太家庭。
who had come to faith in Christ.
他们相信了主耶稣。
And their young son moved to Jerusalem.
然后他们的小儿子也搬到耶路撒冷。
And the Lampiers, you know, it's Mr. Lampier that wrote the song.
那Lampier 写了这首歌。
He adopted this young Jewish boy, 17 years old.
他就领养了这个17岁的小男孩。
And he really was crucial in helping that American colony succeed, and it's still there today.
那这个美国那个殖民这个地区呢，非常的成功哈，今天还存在。
But the son whom he adopted there, the Jewish young man in Jerusalem.
但是他所领养的这个犹太的小孩子。
Was the man that discovered this inscription.
是发现了这个地道上刻文的。
And many consider it one of the greatest archaeological finds of the 19th century.
所以很多人认为这是十九世纪最伟大的一个考古发现之一。
And it's interesting that that young man actually finds the inscription that tells the story of the river that brings joy to the city of God.
所以很奇妙的就是这个男孩发现了这个刻文，说这条河将水引进来，使神的城欢喜。
And it's so hard for us to understand how someone could have gone through so much loss and struggle and still have such a strong faith in God.
我们很难想象一个经历过这么多的失去以及忧伤的人，却怎么仍然能够保持对上帝的信心。
And of course, verse 4 says, There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God.
诗篇46篇第四节说，有一道河，这河的分岔使神的城欢喜。
This was so true of Jerusalem in Hezekiah's time.
那在西西家作王的时候呢，耶路撒冷就是这样子。
You could understand the joy the city would have once that tunnel was dug and the water was flowing into the city.
我们可以想象哈，耶路撒冷是何等的欢喜。当这个地道凿成，而水被引进来的时候
，They knew they wouldn't die of thirst.
他们知道他们不会被渴死。
They knew they would be able to outlast their enemy.
他们也知道他们可以胜过他们的敌人。
Because the enemy didn't have that secret source of water.
因为敌人没有这个秘密的水源。
But everyone inside Jerusalem did.
但是所有在耶路撒冷城内的人都有这个水源。
So you can imagine in context.The joy, how glad that river made the city of God, Jerusalem.
所以从它的背景来看，你可以想象哈，耶路撒冷的居民是何等的欢喜。
Jerusalem has a river in the millennium.
那耶路撒冷在千禧年的时候呢，也有一道河。
This river is going to be around for eternity.
这个河也会流到永远。
Because the eternal heavenly Jerusalem also has a real river.
因为天上的耶路撒冷也有一道河。
God wants us to learn a lesson from this river, the streams that whereof make glad the city of God.
那神要我们学到哈，为什么这道河使神的城欢喜
？Okay.Now first, Hezekiah took practical precautions. He made that tunnel.
首先，西西家实施具体的防备哈，他造了一个地道。
He did everything he could do to prepare for the siege.
他做了一切可能做的来预备亚述的袭击。
But then he encouraged the people and the Lord their God.
然后他鼓励百姓哈，信靠耶和华神。
Okay, he told them, "Be strong and courageous."
他告诉他们说，你们要刚强壮胆。
Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria.
不要因亚述王和跟随他的大军恐惧惊慌。
For there be more with us than with him.
因为与我们同在的比与他们同在的更大。
See, Hezekiah understood that the Lord was with him.
因为西西家明白耶和华上帝与他们同在。
See, with him, with Sennacherib is an arm of flesh.
对他来说呢，西拿基里有的是肉背。
But with us is the Lord our God to help us.
但是与他们同在的是耶和华他们的神。
And all His hosts of angels are on our side.
而他所有天上的天军都与他们同在。
Now it would have been hard for Hezekiah to encourage the people if they hadn't taken these practical precautions.
那如果他的百姓没有做这些具体的防备，西西亚跟他们讲这些鼓励的话是相当困难的。
Right, but. You can take every practical precaution for this coronavirus.
那对于这次的新冠病毒，我们可以做所有一切我们知道的预防。
And you still could get it.
但我们仍然也可能得到。
That's why we need to make sure we're putting our trust in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们要确信，我们要信靠我们的主耶稣基督。
What we can't do, He can do for us.
好，我们自己做不到的，他可以帮我们做。
Hezekiah could lead others to peace with God because he had peace with God.
那么西西家能够带领他人与神有平安，因为他自己与神有平安。
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Verse 1.
46篇第一节说，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Right. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.
第二节，所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，我们也不害怕。
You know, these are powerful word pictures for us.
对我们来说，这些字的描绘出来的，所描绘出来的图画哈，带给我们很大的平安。
And these are natural disasters that can cause a lot of fear.
这些天然的灾害可以导致许多的惧怕。
Okay. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed.
好，地虽改变，我们也不害怕。
In California, you know, we experience a lot of earthquakes. We're going to experience the earth moving quite a bit here.
在加州，我们常常有地震，所以我们以后也会经历很多的地震。
Right, and we should have a source of peace in our Lord Jesus Christ that surpasses understanding.
我们的平安应该来自于上帝，哈，是超乎人所能知道的，所人理解的平安。
Right, for all the many causes for fear, there's one great cause for not fearing.
即使有众多令人惧怕的因素，但是有一个不用惧怕的更大因素。
And that's trusting God.
那就是信靠上帝。
Are you trusting God today?
我们今天信靠上帝吗？
John Wesley was preaching during an earthquake, March 8th, 1750.
那约翰·卫斯理有一次在1750年的3月8号地震的时候呢，他正在讲道。
And he quoted this Psalm 46.
他就引用了诗篇46篇哈，那个时候地震动，地虽震动。
You see, John Wesley had learned how to find peace with God.
所以我们知道约翰·卫斯理已经找到神里面的平安。
He was a very religious man.
他是一个非常有宗教性、非常虔诚的人。
But didn't have that intimate relationship with God and Jesus.
但是没有在主耶稣基督里那个亲密的关系。
In 1735, he got on a boat to go to America to preach to the Indians.
那1735年，他搭上了一艘船来到美国，要向印第安人传福音。
And during that trip, their boat was caught in a huge storm.
那在那一次的航行当中呢，船就被这个大风暴啊所袭击。
And the mast started to crack even.
那个船杆呢，开始破坏了。
And Wesley writes in his diary how everybody was screaming and shouting and thinking they were going to die.
那卫斯理在他的日记中写得好，那个时候呢，大家都在尖叫，都在害怕，以为自己要死了。
And Wesley himself wrote, I too was afraid.
卫斯理自己也写到说，我自己也非常的害怕。
And he writes in his diary, he's wondering, why am I afraid? I'm supposed to be a man of faith.
然后在日记中他写道，为什么我害怕呢？我应该是一个有信心的人呢。
See, but there was a group of Moravian missionaries on that boat.
那在同一艘船上有一群人，就是莫拉维亚弟兄会的人。
And they were going to America too with their wives and children.
他们也带着妻子儿女要到美国去。
And Wesley noticed that while everyone else was screaming and running around in fear,
卫斯理就注意到，当每个人都到处乱跑、尖叫、害怕的时候，
the Moravians were off together singing psalms and praying and so calm.
但是他就发现这些莫拉维亚弟兄会的人呢，开始在唱歌，而且非常的安静、平静。
Wesley couldn't understand it.
所以卫斯理就不明白。
And he asked them, weren't you guys afraid of dying?
他就问他们说，你们这些人难道不怕死吗？
And he said, no, we're not afraid to die.
那他们说，哦，我们不怕死。
He said, aren't your children afraid of dying?
说你们的孩子不怕死吗？
He said, no, our children aren't afraid of dying.
他们也说我们的孩子也不怕死。
Because we trust our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们相信我们的主耶稣基督。
And it's interesting that on his way back from America,
所以他卫斯理从美国要回到英国去的时候，
Wesley writes, I went to America to convert the heathen, but who's going to convert me? He still realized.
他写到说我到美国要去使这些印第安人归主，那么到底谁来使我归主呢？
He still realized he's missing something in his faith with God.
他仍然意识到他在他的信仰里面他缺少了一些跟神的关系的东西。
And again, their ship is caught in a storm.
再一次呢，他那艘船又被暴风雨袭击。
And again, there's some Moravians on the boat.
再一次，这个船上还有一些莫拉维亚弟兄会的人。
And the Moravians weren't afraid.
这些莫拉维亚弟兄会的人也不害怕。
But Wesley writes in his diary how he was still afraid of dying.
但是卫斯理在他的日记中写到说他还是惧怕死亡。
That this began a relationship with the Moravians that eventually led to his own genuine salvation experience with Jesus Christ.
那跟莫拉维亚弟兄会这两次来回的这个交往呢，他们就建立了关系，而这些人后来就是带领了卫斯理真正在神的里面找到平安，有这个亲自的关系。
And he had to come to that place of peace with God.
他必须面对面的。
Because if he hadn't,
与神相遇好获得平安。
If he hadn't, he never could have changed the course of history in England.
那假如卫斯理跟神之间没有那个平安，他不可能改变英国的历史。
Because many times when he went to preach,
因为许多次当他出去讲道的时候，
people literally threw rocks at him and could have killed him.
好，很多人把他丢石头哈，可能会把他给打死。
A lot of the nicer people just threw fruit at him and he'd get dirty.
但有些比较好的人就向他丢水果哈，把他弄得很脏。
But once he lost his fear of dying, he was able to revive all of England.
一旦他不再有惧怕的这个恐惧，他就能够复兴整个英国。
Have you lost your fear of dying through faith in Jesus Christ?
那我们相信主耶稣基督是不是已不再惧怕死亡了呢？
I met a lady in 1973 after an earthquake.
1973年在墨西哥大地震之后呢，我碰到一个姐妹。
I was a brand new Christian only about 2 months.
那个时候我才信主两年哈，是一个小婴孩，基督里面的小婴孩。
And I traveled there with a missionary who became my spiritual father.
我跟一个宣教士就到墨西哥去，那这个宣教士后来成为我属灵的父亲。
It's interesting. I went online looking for pictures of Ciudad Sudan from 1973, and they had this one very similar to what this was.
我上网找1973年这个 Ciudad Sudan 这边的照片哈，地震的照片，结果看到这一张跟我当时碰到的景象非常类似。
Now I'll tell you, we were visiting a lot of people asking. We were just there to help them, asking what do they need.
我们到那边就探访很多家庭哈，然后说看看你们有什么需要。
Some of them, their kitchen had fallen down. The kitchens were outside.
有些人的厨房已经垮掉了，所以他们在外面烧饭。
Some of them, it was their bodega where they stored the food for the cows.
那有些人他们就是到一个地方把这个他们放牛的地方呢也都倒塌了。
But everyone we asked, they all had something they needed that we could help with.
那每一个家庭我们去拜访的人都有某些东西是我们可以帮忙的。
But then we came to this lady's house.
然后我们来到这位姐妹的家。
And we're there. It's about 4 or 5 days after the earthquake.
我们在地震之后四五天就到了这个城市。
All the rubble's cleared out.
所有的垃圾都已经被处理干净。
And all they had for a roof was a white sheet suspended on the walls.
那他们的屋顶呢，就是一张白色的布，哈。
Now she had a son who was about 18 at the time.
那这个姐妹有个儿子，那个时候18岁。
Her husband had passed away years ago.
她的丈夫几年前就过世了。
And then they had another younger boy whose parents died in the earthquake.
然后他们家也有一个小男孩，那这个男孩的父母亲在地震中死亡了。
She was good friends, so she took him in to raise him.
那因为这个姐妹跟她的父母是好朋友，所以她把这个孩子带回家来养育他。
And we learned her story and then.
我们听到了他的故事。
The missionary asked her, "What do you need today?"
所以宣教士就问他说：“你今天需要什么呢？”
And she said, "You know, thanks to God, today I don't need anything."
他的回答让我们都很惊讶。他说：“感谢神哈，我今天不需要什么。”
We have a bed.
我们有一张床。
We have a roof over our heads.
我们头上有个屋顶。
We have food.
我们有吃的东西。
Today I really don't need anything.
今天我真的不需要什么。
Well, that was the first house we fixed and rebuilt.
那就是第一个我们去把它修改重新建造起来的一个家。
But you can imagine the impact meeting somebody who had such peace with God when I was such a young Christian.
那时候我是非常年轻的基督徒，你可以想象那个时候我遇到一个人，他的信心的表彰这么的确实的时候，对我的冲击是多么的大。I
wanted to have that kind of peace with God too.
我也要跟神有这样一个平安的关系。
Jesus shook the earth when he conquered death.
那耶稣征服死亡的时候呢，震动了地球。
Right, both physically and metaphorically.
他实际上发生了地震，那在比喻上，他也是震动了万国。
Right, Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead.
耶稣按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
See, now, physically, there was an earthquake when he was crucified and when he rose from the dead.
当耶稣被钉十字架，还有当他复活的时候呢，确实发生了地震。
Right, his resurrection was earth-shaking.
他的复活也是震动了这个大地。
And metaphorically, it is literally shaken up all of history.
但是从比喻上来说，它事实上震动了整个历史。
And hopefully, it's shaken up your life. The reality of the resurrection.
我希望他复活的事实呢，也震动了你的人生。
Jesus' empty tomb empowers our faith.
那耶稣在耶路撒冷空的坟墓呢，坚固我们的信仰。
Okay, and that's a picture of the tomb there in Jerusalem.
好，右边就是耶路撒冷那个空的坟墓的照片。
See, but knowing Jesus transforms our life.
但是认识耶稣呢，能够改变我们的生命。
Okay, now. We don't fear death.
好，我们不惧怕死亡。
Right? Because it's inevitable.
死亡是不可避免的。
Right? What? All of a sudden we fear death during this coronavirus?
那怎么可能说在瘟疫当中我们忽然就惧怕死亡了呢？
Hey, we know we're all going to die.
我们也知道我们将来都会死。
But we also know because of faith in Jesus Christ, we're going to be raised again to eternal life far better than anything in this world.
让我们也知道，当我们死的时候呢，神会最终使我们复活，是胜过任何一切的事情。
Do you know any city that doesn't have a morgue?
你知道任何一个没有殡仪馆的城市吗？
Do you know anybody that's not going to die?
你知道任何一个不会死的人吗？
See, the time to fear death is not during like a coronavirus event.
惧怕死亡的时候，不是说有这个新冠病毒发生的时候才会发生。
Right. The Bible says we all fear death, but we need to solve that problem through trusting Jesus Christ.
好，圣经说人都有怕死的，但是我们可以靠着相信主耶稣基督解决这个问题。
Because he is the only man to rise from the dead, never to die again.
因为他是唯一从死里复活而不再死的那一位。
He's the only one that can give us an unshakable faith that he can raise me from the dead, never to die.
他也是唯一能够赐予我不被震动的信心那一位，就是信我的人虽然死了也必复活。See,
Jesus and the omnipotent God are one.
因为耶稣跟全能的上帝是一。Right,
Jesus said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth.
耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。That
means he's omnipotent.
就是说他是全能的。
Now, how many omnipotent beings can you have in one universe?
那在一个宇宙当中有几位全能的存在呢？
Okay, I'll give you 2 seconds to answer that. Okay, time's up.
给你两秒钟回答这个问题。
Well, the answer is only one, otherwise there's no omnipotent being.
好，答案就是只有一位，要不然就没有一位全能的存在，对不对？
So if God the Father is omnipotent and Jesus is also omnipotent, they must be one and the same omnipotent.
所以天父是全能的，耶稣也是全能的，那他们就是同一位上帝。
That's why trusting Jesus for your salvation and eternal life can give you such profound peace.
这就是为什么相信主耶稣基督，他会赐给我们永生，能够给我们这么大的平安。
Verse 3, it says, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, we still will not fear.
好，第三节说，其中的水虽澎湃翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。Yeah.
Now, when the waters are out of control, you need to let God have control of your life.
好，当水不受控制的时候呢，我们需要上帝来控制我们的人生。
A year after that earthquake,
那在那次墨西哥地震之后的一年,
there was a terrible hurricane Fifi.
在洪都拉斯有一个很不好的这个暴风雨飓风。
In Honduras.
在洪都拉斯。
And I had worked in an orphanage there in Honduras and really wanted to go back and see if I could help.
那个时候我曾经以前在洪都拉斯一个孤儿院服务过，所以我很想回去帮他们。
You couldn't get back into the country over land.
那从陆地上你没有办法回到那个国家。
But I had worked in shrimp boats in Honduras and they had one in Texas and they took me back to the coast of Honduras.
但是我曾经在洪都拉斯的这个捕虾的船上工作过，那时候德州刚好有一艘捕虾的船要回到洪都拉斯，所以他们就把我带上船去了。
I wanted to see what happened to all those children in that orphanage.
因为我想回去看看那个孤儿院里的孩子们怎么样了。
In that picture on the left,
好，在左边的这个图片。
It's not from the 74, but from an 84.
这个图片不是1974年的照片，就是1984年又一次这个淹水的时候的照片。
But it's the same Honduras, and it shows exactly what happened in 74.
那这张照片虽然不是那个时候的照片，但是它确实反映了1974年的状况。
See, take a bus to go inland.
所以我搭了一个这个巴士进到内陆去。
And the road runs out where it was washed away by the flood.
然后这个道路就没有办法走了哈，因为这个水哈把它给冲坏了。
So you get out of the bus and you have to walk across the river.
所以你从巴士下来之后呢，你要渡过这个水过去到对岸去。
Now, some rivers were still pretty deep, some were shallow.
有些河流相当的深，有些比较浅。
And this picture in the middle is from this flood in 1974, and you see the people take their luggage and they walk across the river.
那中间这张图片是1974年确实发生的事情，好，你看人背着他们的行囊，好，要渡这个河。
And then you get to the other side of the river and there'd be a bus waiting to take you to the next broken bridge.
然后你经过这个河呢，就有一个巴士会等在那边，把你带到下一个断了的桥的那边。
Okay, and I had to go through about 4 of these crossings to get to the church.
那我必须经过四个像这样的一个渡河来到我当初帮忙那个教会的孤儿院。
Right, and I got to a church that I had worked at a little.
好，我在那个教会曾经服务过一段时间。
And it was like a war zone.
好像一个战争区一样。
And the Red Cross had set up there and was helping hundreds of people.
那红十字会在那边设了一个辅助站，好，帮助很多的人。
And the pastor told me about a lady that they were putting up inside their house.
那一个牧师就告诉我说，他们在家里接纳了一个姐妹。
And he told me they found this lady about 3 days after the flood.
他们说在洪水三天之后呢，他们发现了这个姐妹。
She had been saved because she got stuck in a tree about 15 feet up in a tree.
因为她在一个树上大概15尺高的地方哈，所以她没有被淹死。
Both her husband and children had died in the flood.
但是她的丈夫跟儿女呢，都在这个淹水的时候过世了。
And You have to understand I was a new Christian and still had questions about my own faith.
好，我的背景是那个时候我是1973年信主的，好，所以1974年我还是一个相当年轻的基督徒，所以我的信仰当中还有许多的疑问。
And the pastor went and brought the lady into the living room where we got to talk.
那这个牧师就请这个姐妹到了这个客厅来，我们就聊天。
She was still black and blue all over and you could tell she had really taken a beating.
那她身上还是这个又青又肿的，你知道这个洪水把他打得真的是鼻青脸肿。
And after we talked a while, I was so insensitive.
那我们谈话一会儿之后呢，我那个时候不够敏感。
And I asked the question, I said, has what's happened to you hurt your faith in Jesus Christ at all?
那时候我就问他，就说你身上所发生的事情是不是伤害了你对耶稣基督的信仰呢？
And she just blurted out, oh no, if it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't be alive today.
她马上就脱口而出，她说，哦，不是的，假如我没有耶稣基督的话呢，我今天不可能活着。
Now the pastor was much more sensitive to me, and he saw the situation and said, why don't you go back and rest in your room, and we'll bring you supper.
好，那这个牧师看到我这个问题好像有一点太直接了哈。他不够敏感，所以他跟这个姐妹说，哦，你回到你房间去休息一下吧，待会儿我们会送晚饭给你吃。
That was a level of faith that I just couldn't comprehend at that time being such a new Christian.
那作为一个很年轻的基督徒，那个时候他这样的信心是我没有办法了解的。
But it was a level of faith I wanted to pursue because I'd seen it.
但是那个信心的程度呢，是我想要追求的，因为我已经看到了。
See, we know Jesus, Almighty God, manifest in the flesh because he showed he had control over the seas.
我们晓得耶稣是全能的上帝在人生的显现，好，他能够完全掌管洋海。
Right, and you can look this story up, and remember he calms a storm that could have drowned the disciples with just two words, be still.
这个时候你可以从福音书上读到这个故事，好，那个时候呢，他只说了两个字。就安稳了门徒的心，他说静了，住了吧，静了吧。
Now I remember I tried doing that.
我记得我曾经想试试讲这个话。
When I was living in Brownsville, there was this hurricane that was going to come hit Brownsville.
那个时候我住在德州最下面那个城市叫 Brownsville, 那个时候有一个这个暴风要来了。
And I thought, why can't I go outside and command the storm to be still?
我说为什么我们可以不到外面去吩咐这个风雨给静止的呢？
Well, you know, that didn't work, did it?
但是行不通哈。
I'm not Jesus.
我不是耶稣。
But Jesus can calm the mighty storm with his word.
但是耶稣可以用他的话语来平静暴风雨。
He is in control of the trials that he lets us go through.
他也掌管他允许我们所经历的风暴。
We have enemies like Sennacherib.
我们有敌人哈，就像这个西西家的敌人西拿基利一样。
Like the song, Mighty Fortress is our God, Satan is our enemy.
就像刚刚我们唱《坚固保障》这首诗歌，撒旦是我们的仇敌。
We need to stay close to God.
我们需要很靠近上帝。
Have you let him calm the storms in your life?
你让他平静你人生中的风暴吗？
The third song we sung, Amazing Grace.
那今天我们唱的第三首歌，奇异恩典。
It's written by John Newton.
是约翰·牛顿所写。
Now, Newton's mother, before he died, taught him a lot of scripture and a lot of Christian songs.
那约翰牛顿的母亲，在他母亲过世之前呢，他教约翰牛顿许多的诗歌以及这个经文。
But she died when he was 8.
那但是他八岁的时候呢，母亲就过世了。
And his father was a captain on ships.
那他的父亲是一个船上的这个船长。
And he eventually became a captain on a slave ship.
那约翰牛顿后来就成了一个贩卖奴隶船的船长。
And he became so bad with such a bad mouth and just, I mean, so immoral that even his fellow ship friends were disgusted by him.
那约翰牛顿后来变了一个口出恶言，常常讲脏话的一个很没有道德的人，即使他船上的这些水手呢，都觉得他很恶心。
But one night as he was sleeping inside the ship,
有一天他在船上睡觉的时候,
the storm suddenly came up.
忽然来了一个暴风雨,
and waves were actually coming inside the hole of the ship where he was.
那海浪呢, 就进到他睡觉的这个船舱。
And him and another man started out of the bottom of the ship.
那他跟另外一个水手呢, 就从这个船底上爬上来。
And the man right in front of him,got hit by a wave and washed overboard, and they never found him again.
那那个水手呢，被这个暴风雨冲到海里去，哈，就再也找不到他了。
And John Newton got out and he went to the steering wheel of the ship.
那这个 John Newton 的这个船长呢，就走到这个船这个把手这边，哈，这个舵这边。
And for the first time since he'd been a young boy, he cried out to God.
在那个时刻，哈，从他小时候一直到现在，他第一次向神呼求。
He asked for God's mercy.
他呼求神的怜悯。
And he was at the wheel of that ship for 11 hours.
他掌握这个舵呢，有一个11个小时。
Over and over crying out for God's mercy.
他一再呼求上帝的怜悯。
Not knowing if he would live or die.
不知道他会是死还是活。
After 11 hours, that storm calmed down.
那11个小时之后，那个暴风雨停下来了。
But it also calmed the storm that had been in Newton's life.
那同时也禁止了他自己人生中的暴风雨。
Newton writes in his diary, from that point on, he quit cursing.
那这个牛顿就在自己的日记中写到说，从那个时刻开始呢，他不再讲脏话。
And he started reading his Bible regularly now.
开始经常的读他的圣经。
In a few years, he stopped working on boats in the slave trade.
几年之后，他也停止在这个贩卖奴隶的船上工作。
And John Wesley, who had also caught in another storm. Became his mentor in England.
后来在英国呢,
and John Newton ended up going into the ministry.
后来约翰牛顿就进了这个服侍的神的这条, 这个工作,
and pastored a small church.
他牧养一个小教会,
and every Wednesday before prayer meeting, he would try and write a new song.
那每次在教会礼拜三的祷告会之前呢, 他都会写一首新的歌, 为这个祷告会来唱。
An Amazing Grace was really an autobiography.
所以这个奇异恩典这首诗歌确实上等于是他的自传,
that he wrote as a testimony for his church.
他写下把自己的见证写下来写给他的教会。
Have you let Jesus calm the storms in your life?
你是不是让耶稣来平静你人生中的风暴呢?
He can.
他可以哈。
But you gotta ask him.
但是你要求他。
And you gotta trust him.
要信靠他。
Now there is a hidden water supply that we must learn to access.
我们必须学习汲取那一个隐藏的水源。
Jesus said, He that believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
耶稣说,信我的人,就如经上所说,从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Right. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive.
耶稣这个话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。
Okay. Now, Jesus spoke this during the Feast of Tabernacles.
耶稣讲这句话的时候呢，是在以色列人庆祝祝棚节的时候。
And once you understand the relationship of the pool of Eshedvi Siloam, not Gihon, but Gihon and Siloam, with the Feast of Tabernacles, wow.
当你明白这个希罗亚池的水跟祝棚节的关系的时候，那真是太妙了。
Okay. See, there's a group in Israel today that's getting ready to rebuild the third temple.
那在以色列现在有一群人呢，正在预备重建第三圣殿。
And in Jesus' time, and even today now, they go to the Pool of Siloam on the last day of the feast.
那在今天，在过去也是一样，他们在祝棚节的最后一天会到这个希罗亚池里面哈，掏水。
And they bring water from that pool that brings joy to the city of God.
他们从这个池里面掏了水呢，这个水就是使神的城欢喜的水。
And then they're going to take that water in that special gold case or silver case.
他们用这个金子做的这个器皿哈，把水盛起来。
And in the time of Jesus then, they take it into the temple to the altar of sacrifice.
然后在耶稣那个时代，他们会把这个掏出来的水带到祭坛。
And they would pour that water out on top of the altar of sacrifice.
他们会在祭坛的上面把这个水倒出来。
And it's while one of the priests was pouring that water out on top of the altar.
是当一个祭司把这个水在这祭坛上面倒出来的时候。
That Jesus stands up somewhere in the temple, probably near this altar.
耶稣就在这个圣殿附近，或许就是很接近这个祭坛的地方。
And Jesus says, if any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
耶稣说,凡渴的人可以到我这里来喝。
And he that believes in me, out of his innermost being, will flow rivers of living water.
信我的人要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来。
You can imagine how powerful a moment it was.
你可以想象那个时刻是多么的令人印象深刻，大能。When
Jesus says that at that very moment.
耶稣在那个时刻说出那样一句话。But
there's something else just as powerful during this feast.
那在这个祝棚节的时候呢，另外有件事情也是同样的大有能力的。At
night during this feast, especially on the last night.
在晚上，特别是祝棚节的最后一天的晚上。
They set up these 75 foot tall candelabras.
他们把一个75尺高的这个灯点起来。
This is in the court of the women.
这是在女院和妇女聚集的地方。
So a lot of people could fit in there.
很多人可以聚集在那里。
And they would light four of those big lamps in there.
他们会在那里点起四个非常大的灯光。
And that light would literally light all of Jerusalem. And this was the most joyous feast that the Jews have all year. And And some rabbis even wrote, if you have not seen and experienced the Feast of Tabernacles, you don't know what true joy is.
有些这个拉比甚至写说，假如你没有参与到祝棚节的这个节庆的庆祝的话呢，你不知道什么是真正的喜乐。
But the rabbis understood that this light was symbolic of the coming Messiah who would be the light of the world.
但是这个拉比，这些祭司们都知道，这些灯光呢，就是预告将来要到世界上来弥赛亚的灯光。
And the morning after this,
那在之后的第二天早上,
it's when Jesus will heal a man who had been born blind.
耶稣就医治了一个生来瞎眼的人。
That he will claim to be the light of the world. Fulfilling both the light and the water symbolism in the Feast of Tabernacles. See, that's the Jesus that can calm every storm in our life.
那是那样的耶稣, 祂可以平静我们人生中的风浪,
and can give us peace.
好,给我们平安。
But our enemies want to use fear to defeat us. This is a picture of Sennacherib carved into stone on the left.
左边是希拿基利, 好,
okay, and Psalm 46:6 says, the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved.
好, 诗篇46篇第六节说, 外邦喧嚷,
he uttered his voice, the earth melted.
神发声,
right, and Sennacherib loved to mock the God of the Hebrews.
那希拿基利很喜悦，很喜欢嘲笑希伯来人的上帝。
Right, and the kingdoms literally were moved before him. He just conquered one after the other.
他非常神勇，凡到一个国家，他就是征服一个又征服下一个。
And literally, the earth melted with fear before their cruelty.
那事实上呢，列国在他的残忍之前呢，都动摇了。
Okay, the same enemy that used the Sennacherib, that enemy is still around. Satan is still around to try and cause us to fear.
那这位使用希拿基利给列国带来惧怕的这个仇敌呢，今天也照样使用仇敌的这个惧怕来恐吓我们。
What should we do when we're afraid?
那当我们惧怕的时候该做什么呢？
First thing, seek God in prayer.
首要的就是在祷告当中寻求神。
Chronicle that tells, for this cause, Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah prayed and cried to heaven.
圣经告诉我们，西西家王和亚摩斯的儿子先知以赛亚因此祷告向天呼求。
The king and the prophet praying together.
国王跟先知一起祷告。There's
power in that.
好，这当其中有很大的力量。
Okay. Now archaeologists, we've seen in another sermon, have found both the Isaiah and Hezekiah imprints.
我上次有篇讲到，也提到哈，在这个考古学里面，他们已经找到以赛亚跟西西家王两个人的这个印的这个印记。
See, these are real men, this is real history, and because of that, this psalm can really bring us peace.
这些都是真实的人，真实的事件，所以诗篇46篇真的可以带给我们平安。
Okay. We have a promise from God when we pray together.
所以当我们聚集祷告的时候呢，上帝赐给我们一个应许。
If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father in heaven.
若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
See, if you really trust in God,
假如你真正的信靠神,
prayer becomes a very important part of your life.
祷告就是你人生当中相当重要的一件事。
We can't emphasize enough the importance of prayer before crises, during crises, and after crises.
好，在危机之前、之中、之后，祷告都特别重要。
You can do everything you can to protect yourself.
我们可以尽其所有的来保护自己。But
we still need God.
但我们还是需要上帝。God
heard their prayers.
圣经说，上帝听了他们的祈祷。
The Lord said, I will defend this city to save it for my servant David's sake.
上帝说好, 为我仆人大卫的缘故, 我必保护拯救这城。
See, that we're reminded of the Davidic covenant. God has to protect his people.
好, 那上帝因为跟大卫签了一个约, 所以他必须保护他的子民。
Then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote the Assyrians 185,000.
然后耶和华的使者出去，在亚述营中杀了 185,000人。
Okay, Here's a picture kind of depicting that.
好，那右边有一幅图画，就是来描绘那个事件。
God miraculously defeats his enemies.
神很奇迹式的击败了他的仇敌。
Verse 7 says, The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
诗篇46篇第7节说，万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
Then it says, Selah.
哦，细拉。
And that probably means, think about this.
好，当这个细拉过门的时候呢，就是要大家想想看。
This verse is going to be repeated at the end of the psalm.
那这一句话在这个诗篇的最后又重复了一次。
We'll see what it means there.
我们看看那个时候它的意义是什么。
And then he says in verse 8, Come behold the works of the Lord.
46章8节说，你们来看耶和华的作为。
What desolations he has made in the earth.
看他使地怎样荒凉。
See, you don't mock God and get away with it.
我们不能嘲笑神而不负任何的责任。
You don't make fun and curse the creator of the heavens and the earth and get away with it.
我们不可能取笑咒诅。这位创造宇宙的神，不经过任何的问题。
Okay. Verse 9 says, He make his wars to cease unto the ends of the earth.
好，46章9节说，他只息刀兵直到地极。
He breaketh the bow.
他折弓。
He cutteth the spear in sunder.
断枪。
And he burneth the chariot in fire.
把战车焚烧在火中。
See, Sennacherib has to retreat when he loses his army.
希拿基利他必须撤回哈。
And he returns to Nineveh and is murdered by two of his own sons in the temple of his false god.
他因为军队的人被这个天使给杀完了，所以他不得不撤回到尼尼微。后来在他自己神的庙里被他两个亲儿子谋杀。
He did not get away with mocking the one true God.
他嘲笑神，他逃不了这个祸害。
Now God did a similar thing for America in Operation Desert Storm.
那上帝在沙漠暴风计划当中呢，为美国做了类似的事情。
God's word is always relevant.
上帝的话语永远是切合实际的。
Now I lived through this, so I remember this vividly.
那这件事情的发生，我正好也经过，所以我非常记得那次的事件。
President Bush had prayer with Billy Graham the night before declaring war.
这个老布希总统在宣告战争之前的那个晚上啊，跟格里汉在白宫里一起祷告。
I saw them together on the news.
我在新闻上看到他们两个站在一起。
The president and the prophet praying together.
一个总统跟一个先知两个人一起祷告。
Do you think God heard their prayers?
你想上帝听了他们的祷告吗？
When a president is willing to go public with his faith in God,
当一个总统愿意公开宣称他有信仰的时候，
and didn't care what the media or what other people would say about him seeking God in prayer before going to war,
在要宣告战争之前，他不在乎媒体或其他人怎么样讥笑他的信仰。
Well, I remember these pictures too.
我也记得这些图片。
Come behold what desolations he has made in the earth.
好，看耶和华的作为，看他使地怎样荒凉。
He burneth the chariots in the fire.
他把战车焚烧在火中。
And on the left there, you can see a picture of a modern day chariot being burned up.
那在左右我们看到现代的战车哈，怎么样？就是坦克车怎么样被火。
See, the amazing thing was Saddam Hussein had the fourth greatest military at the time.
那个时候哈，萨达姆呢，就是伊拉克的这个国王，他有全世界第四大的这个军事装备。
And most of the media was sure we're going to suffer a lot of casualties.
那多数的媒体都说美国的士兵呢会受到一些这个人的死亡。
But when a president and a prophet sincerely pray to God,
但是当总统跟一个先知虔诚的在神面前祷告的时候，
I wish more of our leaders would do that.
好，我希望我们更多的领袖可以这么做。
The history of America would be a lot different if they did.
假如他们这么做了，美国的历史会很不一样。
Then verse 10 says, Be still and know that I am God.
好，诗篇46篇第十节说，你们要休息，或是你们要安静，知道我是神。
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
Like Hezekiah, we take what human precautions we can.
我们要像希西家一样，做防备。
Then we must have quiet time with God.
但是我们要安静的与神相处。
prayerfully studying His Word to learn how we can exalt Him during this crisis.
以祷告的心来读经，来学习如何在这危机中尊崇他。
It's almost like God's forcing us to be still and know that I'm God. We're confined to home, aren't we?
现在的境况好像上帝逼迫我们要在他面前安静，因为我们的人都只能在家中。
See, God knows how human we are, how weak we are.
上帝知道我们不过是人哈，我们是软弱的。
How so often we get caught up in being so busy with things that aren't that important.
有的时候我们忙于那些非常不重要的事情。
That we leave out the most important things.
我们反而不做那些最重要的事情。
And probably the most important thing any of us could do now is be still and know that I am God.
我想我们现在很多人可以做的事情，最重要的就是我们要安静，要知道他是神。
Pray till you lose your fear of death.
好，我们要祷告，直到我们失去了对死亡的恐惧。
Pray till you're not afraid of the coronavirus.
我们要祷告，一直到我们不再去怕这个冠状病毒。
Pray till you're not afraid of dying from the coronavirus.
我们要祷告，一直祷告到我们不再惧怕死于冠状病毒。
Pray till you're not afraid of dying, period, because you know Jesus Christ.
祷告直到我们不再惧怕死亡，因为我们认识我们的主耶稣基督。
C.S. Lewis got married later in life.
很有名的一个作家，英国作家叫做路易斯哈，他年纪比较老的时候才结婚。Yeah.
And 4 years after getting married, his wife died of cancer.
那结婚四年之后呢，他的妻子因为癌症而死亡。
And he kept a daily diary pretty much of his struggles with his faith at that time.
那个时候他就几乎每天记录他的日记，写下他怎么与这个死亡、这个忧伤来搏斗。
And he said, when everything was going great, it was like the door to heaven was open and I could meet and enjoy God anytime.
他说当一切事情顺利的时候呢，好像天堂的门是为我敞开的，我随时可以享受跟神交通的喜乐。
But now in this tragedy, his wife had died, he feels like the door to heaven has been shut in his face.
那现在他的妻子过世，好像一个悲剧发生，他觉得天堂的门对他来说是关了的。
And he actually wrote a book about his struggles and restoring his faith.
那所以他事实上写了一本书哈，讲到他在忧伤期间的挣扎，以及他的信心怎么的恢复。
And he came to understand what his problem had been.
然后他开始明白他的问题在哪里。
See, in that crisis, he was like a drowning man.
因为在那个危机当中，他觉得自己好像是个快要被淹死的人。
And if you know anything about saving a drowning man,
假如你知道怎么去救一个快被淹死的人，
you know you can't save him or help him while he's still flinging and swinging his arms.
你知道当这个快被淹死人哈，这个手啊脚一直不停的动的时候呢，你没有办法救他。
You have to wait until he's still.
你必须等到他整个人安静下来。
Then you can grab him and bring him to safety without him also drowning you.
那个时候呢，你就可以把他给抓住，把他带到安全的地方，要不然你跟他都会一起淹死。
And he says he feels like that's why he couldn't hear God. He felt like the door was closed. He was just swinging around like a drowning man. He couldn't hear God's voice.
那他说在那个忧伤的时候，他没有办法听到的上帝声音呢，是因为他就像一个淹死的人，一直在那边哈，手脚都在那边挣扎。那天堂的门对他来说好像是关着的。
He wasn't able to be still at that time.
在那个时候，他没有办法安静下来。
But once he was able to be still again,
一旦他可以再一次安静，
he found the door had always been open.
他就发现哈，天堂的门对他一直是开着的。
And his relationship was back to normal.
而他跟神的关系就恢复到正常。
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the earth.
所以你要安静，要知道我是神，我在遍地上也被尊崇。
See, you come to know God as God by the great deliverance of His people.
我们借着上帝拯救使他的百姓，就知道他就是他。
But we also come to know God as God by His great wrath manifest on His enemies.
那我们也借着他的怒气显现在仇敌的身上，知道上帝就是上帝。
So important question.
所以一个重要的问题是
：Are you God's friend or His enemy?
你是上帝的朋友还是上帝的仇敌
？Do you love Him or ignore Him?
你是爱他呢，还是忽视他呢？
Very important question.
这是很重要的问题。
The Lord of hosts is with us.
万军之耶和华与我们同在。
This is a revelation of God's sovereignty over all creation.
那这里启示说上帝统管所有被造物的主权。
See, that host includes all the angelic hosts involved in our spiritual warfare.
这个万军呢, 也包括所有天使众军都参与在我们的属灵征战中。
But the host also includes God's sovereignty over the forces of nature, the storms of life, and even coronavirus.
这个万军也包括上帝统管整个自然界、动物界，甚至冠状病毒的主权。
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
雅各的神是我们的避难所。Selah,
think about that.
是啦,想想看。
Why does he use the term God of Jacob here?
他这里为什么说是雅各的神呢?
To comfort us.
要来安慰我们。
By this title, God gives us assurance of salvation even to his stubborn, sinful people if we'll just humble ourselves and repent.
那我们知道雅各是顽固又犯了很多罪的，所以当他说雅各的神的时候，是鼓励我们说，当我们谦卑自己悔改的时候呢，上帝甚至对他顽固罪恶的百姓都赐给救恩的确据。
See, Jacob chose to take the hard path in life.
雅各选择走人生困难的那条路。
He was willing to lie and connive and deceive to get what he wanted.
他要欺骗，他要作恶，他要筹划。
But eventually God was able to humble him.
那最后上帝使他谦卑下来。
And he became a totally different man.
他成为一个完全不一样的人。
God kept his promise and covenant to Jacob.
上帝持守他对雅各的应许合约。
He will keep his promises and covenant with us.
他也必定会持守对我们的约跟应许。
Okay, so let's close in prayer.
好，让我们用祷告来做一个结束。
And I just became aware of something that I realized that Passover is actually Wednesday.
我最近突然发现一件事情，就是这个礼拜三就是犹太人的逾越节。
I know there's going to be a lot of Messianic Jews doing a Passover online.
我知道很多弥赛亚式的信徒都会在网上守他们的逾越节。
But the Passover was kept in their homes.
但是以前呢，逾越节的晚餐都是在家里举行的。
The first Passover was when God protected his people from the destroying pestilence.
那第一次的逾越节是上帝保护他的百姓不受瘟疫的攻击。
His people were protected by the blood of the Lamb.
他的百姓受羔羊的血所保护。
And were able to have peace inside their homes because of their faith in the blood of the Lamb.
那因为他们相信羔羊的宝血，所以在家里面有平安。
While the rest of the world was going through a horror and death from a plague.
埃及全地呢，那个时候正经历这个瘟疫的灾害。
So we'll be having our Lord's Supper on Friday.
那这个礼拜五我们要纪念受难节，也有主餐。
And as we know, the Lord's Supper actually came out of the Passover.
那我们知道主餐确实是从这个逾越节所衍生出来的。
It has special relevance during a time when we're confined to home.
那在这个时刻，对我们来说也特别有意义，因为我们也被关在家里。
And there's a plague passing through the earth.
而是地球上也正在经历一个瘟疫。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you for those great hymns that we can sing.
我们也感谢你，我们所能够唱的这些很好的诗歌。
And they're great hymns because they have a great message that's reality.
这些诗歌，他们的信息都是事实。
And they teach true spiritual reality.
他们教导一个真实的属灵的境界。
Because they were written by people that went through tremendous trials.
因为是由那些经历非常非常大的困难的人所写下来的。
They came through those trials with a strong faith in Christ.
他们记得在基督里强固的信心而胜过了这些试炼。
Lord, we know you want us to lose our fear of death.
主，我们知道你要我们不再有对死亡的惧怕。
Through faith in Jesus who overcame death.
是借着那位征服死亡的耶稣基督对他的信心。
For us, death is just a door that leads us to a glorious eternity.
对我来说，死亡不过是一道门，让我们进入天上的荣耀。
So whether we live or die, we should have peace.
所以不管我们或死或活，我们都应该有平安。
But many people don't have that peace.
但是许多人没有如此的平安。
Help us be your faithful witness.
就是帮助我们成为你忠实的见证人。
And exalt you in the earth.
在地上尊崇你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.